Certainty over what constitutes a free-range egg may be imminent, though new laws that come into force in April have not convinced the consumer group Choice. The laws will define free-range as up to 10,000 hens per hectare. Just for a bit of a measure of that, it's roughly four hens on the back of a ute. So will that settle the debate? Serena Locke reports.
Inside this barn in Sydney's southwest, the hens will lay their eggs before heading outside for the day. Because there are no more than 10,000 birds on the hectare, their eggs are labelled free range.
They lay their eggs in the nest boxes. They drink clean water. They get a good feed. Equally, they've got an opening over there.
John Dunn is with the Egg Farmers of Australia. Under the new rules, birds must have meaningful and regular access to the outdoors and not reach a higher stocking density than 10,000 birds per hectare.
If the allegation is that 10,000 is a big number, then I agree with them. But if the allegation is that birds stocked at 10,000 a hectare don't have enough room, then all I can really say is please come to a farm and have a look, because that's fanciful. Birds stocked at 10,000 birds a hectare have plenty of space. If we're going to have a debate about farming methods, then we need to actually understand what they look like before we do.
This is the first time there will be enforceable national standards for free range, and it comes after some large fines for egg farmers caught mislabelling. The chairman of the consumer watchdog, Rod Sims.
Probably the biggest one was $750,000 penalty against Snowdale. They're the largest free-range producer in Western Australia. There we allege that the chickens very rarely went outside, and also the configuration of the barn and the density of the stocking was such that the chickens would not go outside the barn, and so to call them free-range was inappropriate, and the court fully agreed with us on that.
Rod Sims says under the new rules, hens don't have to go outside if it's bad weather.
So there's a whole lot of times when it's too hot, it's raining, etc., where, of course, they can't be outside. So it really is common sense.
For an affordable protein, eggs attract a lot of consumer interest, and that has prompted supermarkets to announce a slow phase-out of caged eggs. Now, free-range eggs make up 40% of fresh egg sales in the supermarkets, while caged eggs have fallen below 50%. Consumer group Choice has a Clucker app, which helps shoppers check truth in free-range labels.
It's time to give a cluck. Try the app for free today.
This is its most popular ever product, and spokesman Tom Godfrey says small, genuine free-range producers are now being let down by the new national standards.
Consumers are paying up to $43 million a year unnecessarily for buying free-range eggs that won't meet their expectations. And this is made somewhat worse by the fact that a new information standard that is currently being enforced across the country locks in a maximum outdoor stocking density at a whopping 10,000 hens per hectare, which is a long way from what you and I would think of when we think free range.
Tom Godfrey from the Consumer Group Choice, Serena Locke, our reporter.